Will, daughter. I saw you this morning. Will, daughter. What's her name? Lindra? Where she at? I saw her this morning. Come here. And I didn't see your daughter. I didn't see your daughter. Your daughter here somewhere? Yeah, she in the children's church. Go get her. Stand right there. Lift your hand. The unknown is before you, child. Unknown moments. And it haven't come clear to you yet the direction that God wants you to take. But that direction comes to you this morning. You'll know exactly what way to take. You'll know how far to go. And you'll know how long to stay. Because the Spirit of the Lord is rising up on you in a special way. For he want to bring you to a place that you have never seen before. And he wants you to have things that you never had before. As I lay my hand on you this morning, your life will bring on a whole new dispensation. I saw it in the morning watch. Her and the other girl. Go get that girl quick. Gotta get up in here. So there are, of course, there's nothing wrong with some things being unknown. That's okay. Unknown is a divine escape. You heard that? Now, I'm talking to her, but y'all girls better take this, and men better take this. See, when you're walking in the unknown, many times it's a divine escape from somewhere God don't want you to be the way you want you to be. And so you're walking in the unknown, you're walking in the right place for the Spirit of God to lead you so that you can run a good race. Now, get that other girl here quick, boy. Tell her run. Get her from the back. Tell her run. She got me held up. Tell her I say run. Whoa, come on. Pray in the Holy Spirit a little bit. Come on. Unlock the spirit realm. When you pray in the spirit, you're unlocking the spirit realm. I say when you're praying the spirit, you're unlocking the spirit realm. You're unlocking the supernatural. You're unlocking the gates. Unlock the gate. We need to be unlocked this morning. In the morning watch, not in sleep, both of you girls. And he said to tell these other girls, listen. The word, lift your hand. Lean into your dream. The dream is set up for you. But the dream will not come to pass unless you lean into it with all your heart. I'm not going to let you go wrong, says the Lord. I got you front and back. I just want you to lean. Your dreams are not, it's not overwhelming. Your dream is not out of place. Your dream is not too much. Lean in it. I can bring any dream you have to pass and more beside. So I speak to you this morning. Don't be afraid. Lean into your dream. Lean into your dream. Yeah, you didn't receive that? When the word is spoken, come, child. Come here. Yes, come. Never doubt another day in your life. Never doubt another day in your life the saturation of God. God sent you here to be saturated with his word. You're feeding on it and you're letting it come in. So your whole spectrum of your life has been changed. Had not you come, you would not know what to do. But from this day forward, you're going to know what to do. Come here, boy. Come here. Lift your hand. Stop thinking that it's impossible. Nothing in the Lord is impossible. You will walk into what the Lord wants you to walk into, and you will walk strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You said, well, why you don't call me out? I came to you 3 times already this morning. You wonder why you not called out? You've been called out 3 times. You understand? The spirit worked like that. All you got to say is, that belonged to me. Spirit of God moving. Lift your hand. Father, we thank you that in this service, the atmosphere is right.